Welcome to the Market Mystics Podcast. I'm Joshua.
I'm Kim. Let's dive in.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another Market Mystics episode. We've been having an interesting conversation like before recording, and we've just completed a couple interviews, which we really love. We really love doing those and like seeing the wealth that other people carry. But in that, like something that popped up for us was like the importance of asking good questions, but also the importance of asking the right question.
Yes.
And I think that's just something we want to have a little conversation about. Neither of us are like experts in interviewing or in
anything we talk about,
but but it's something like, you know, we're moving down the road. We've done this a handful of times. We've had a bunch of interviews. This is our 216th episode. I don't know how many interviews we've had, but that's a fair amount. And so like asking questions has been something we've, I think, gotten better at.
That's true.
And so this conversation was just kind of spurred by some like recapping some of those talks and about like, it's important to know what question to ask, because when you ask a question, I don't know if it unlocks the door, but it like takes you to the door. What do you think, Kim?
I think so too. And I think depending on your question, that determines how deep you'll go. Mm. I'll say if you don't ever ask questions, you probably won't go very deep. Right?
I think a great example of that is the very last episode that we did with Francois, who's one of our partners in South Africa and has been a three-year friend, for you a little bit longer. And I've been loving it right now, because like 3 years ago we were in South Africa. And so like I wake up and I check my photo memories in the mornings, and it's all like, at least 3 years ago, is all these pictures of the beach and the things we were doing. And it's just fun. But in the bonus content for that episode, which if you're not a member on YouTube, you should check that out. It's $1.99 a month to join us as a member, but check out the YouTube memberships and you can get some extra content on generally all of our interviews and a handful of our other episodes. But in that, like you were talking about asking a question depends how deep you go. And I asked Francois a question that unlocked an answer that I don't think he was going to go down. Like it wasn't the direction that the episode was going, but asking the right question at the right time or whatever it is unlocks something that just shifted the course of it and took it to a kind of a deep level.
I think so. And, you know, I find myself more and more, we've been doing the podcast for a little over 2 years now. And we fumbled around in the beginning.
Often. Like,
had to kind of find our footing and like learn how to do this thing. But you were talking about how we've done quite a few interviews. And I find myself now, I ask people questions all the time. Mm-hmm. It like just comes out of me. I meet somebody, I'm like, oh, tell me about your job. Oh, tell me about why you got into that job. Oh, tell me, is that something you always wanted to do? Or did you have another purpose or passion? And oh, tell me about that. And I tend to then go pretty deep fairly quickly, but it's all because of asking questions. And I'm genuinely curious. Like, it's not a fake thing. I actually want to know. which also I think comes from our journey on the podcast, like that value of the perspective and all of those things. Anyway, all that to say, I think asking questions can really unlock things like what you're talking about. And depending on the question, depends on how deep you go. It's like an elevator, like which floor are you going to get off at, right? And except you're starting at ground level and you're going deep, right? But I think that's one of those things that if you can be aware of it, you can really start asking the right questions or learning how to ask the right questions. We were talking about some conspiracy theory stuff, which I wouldn't say that I'm not going to speak for you, Josh. You can speak for yourself on this. I don't know that I ascribe to like everything that's out there. I'm open to considering all the different viewpoints and really testing it with the Lord and saying, oh, what sounds like truth from you? What sounds like, no, that's not quite right. What, you know, those kinds of things. But sometimes in conspiracy theories, like you may get stuck at a certain level and you think that is the ultimate truth, but there may be more to it. You just have to ask the right questions. And sometimes, I mean, I don't know if I would say our programming or whatever box it is that we're living in, right? What box have you built around your life kind of dictates how far you will go with your questions. Like you may not even know there are other questions to ask, you know, like the sky is blue. If you're asking, is it purple? Is it red? Is it orange? That might be the wrong question. It might be something completely different. I don't have a great example, but it could be a completely different question that unlocks some other truth that you had no idea that was there, unlock some other depth that you had no idea it could even go that far.
Yeah. And I'm like, I think your point of the, like, or your analogy using the sky is a great example because like, okay, today when I left work, it was cloudy, overcast, kind of gray, and I got home and it was clear blue skies and sunny and warm. And so it's like, not only is it asking the right question, but it's asking the right question from your perspective, like knowing where you're standing when you ask the question,
right?
And so part of this like comes from the Bible verse in Matthew that says, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you'll find, knock and the door will be open to you. Like that isn't, I think that's an invitation to explore. Like that's an invitation to, for adventure. And I heard somebody once say that if you really look at God in the Old Testament through this lens, that God is the voice who calls you to adventure. And I think like this verse is echoing that. It's like this is like a call to adventure. It's a call to go and explore something, but also like, you know, the verse after that says, for everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks the door will be opened. Like, okay, so you know, if you ask a question, you're going to get it. You're going to get something. So it's really important to know what question you're asking. It's really important to know what door you're knocking on. Like, where are you standing before you knock? Because when you knock, it's going to be opened. Right. But were you asking from an orphan spirit that was grasping for something? Were you asking from like a depressed place where there's no hope for the future? Like, where are you asking from? Where are you seeking? Because that's the door that'll open up.
So good. I have a couple of examples that I would love to share with you guys, because honestly, this whole concept has come through relationship with the Lord. It hasn't come through being on the podcast. I find myself asking more questions because I do the podcast, but I really was set on this trajectory for my relationship, like getting to know the Father more deeply. Mm. And actually the first time that I remember doing this, it was with Yeshua. It wasn't with the Father. And there was one time I was just like with him, I was just having an encounter with him, and we'd kind of dealt with a bunch of junk, and I'd kind of, I don't know, found my feet a little bit with, I don't know, being with him. And so then I was like, hey, can I ask you something? And he's like, okay. So I was like, so people talk about it all the time. Is the earth round or is it flat? Like, mm-hmm. I just want to know. I don't actually hold an opinion. I've not researched. I'm not part of that conspiracy theory group, but I'm just for kicks. Like, is it round or is it flat? And you know what he said to me? He said, that's not for you to know. Which, number one, kind of took me aback. And then I was like, oh, okay. Okay. Oh, all right. Okay. Okay. But then, like, 2 years later, maybe, I was with him in another encounter, and he was showing me something, like kind of how the kingdom works, kind of like the relationship between heaven and earth and like interacting in both places at the same time. And he came back to me and he said, hey, remember when you asked that question? You weren't asking the right question. And so that answer wasn't for you. But what you're really wanting to know is this. And I'm not going to tell you what it is. Okay, this is Kim talking. He didn't say, I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm telling you, I'm not going to tell you what it is because you should seek and find. But then it made it, like, it was mind blowing because I really was on the wrong path. I asked absolutely the wrong question. And it happens to me all the time. I do this. I think it's a habit of mine, and I'm learning to try to ask better questions. Like, I've gotten to a point where I can ask the Father for anything. Like, hey, is it okay if I do this? You told me I shouldn't do this, but in this instance, can I do this? And he will always tell me yes. But I've also learned that that's not the ideal question. The question I should be asking is, will this give me life? Will this keep me advancing toward the ideal, or will this set me back? You know what? It's not a matter of can I, it's a matter of how will this affect me if I was to do this? Would this be good for me? Would this bring me life? You know, and it's a small shift, but it's an important one.
So important. It's the very first question that I learned to ask when I started reconnecting with my body after like years of putting my body down, yeah. I would say. It was the first question that I learned to just ask myself was, is this bringing me life? Is this life giving? Is this like TV show I'm about to watch? Is this game I'm about to play? Is this food that I'm about to eat? Like, you know, whatever it is, you can ask the question about everything, this mm-hmm. vitamin you're taking, this like direction you're turning, like whatever, like you can do that. And it just, for me, it started simply with food, and then it grew to a whole bunch of other things. And it was pivotal in learning to really connect with myself and be in relationship inside myself. With like, it's not that I was separate from myself, but it's sort of that I wasn't listening to my body.
I think we train ourselves to not listen to our body. It's yeah. I don't know, it's part of our paradigm at this point.
Yeah, and it's such an interesting thing, because it's like so, it's like a razor thin edge between a beautiful thing and an abusive thing.
That's so true.
Because like there's incredible research on how doing hard things is very good for you. Like if you wake up in the morning and you have an extremely hard workout, then you go and you sit in traffic, traffic does not seem as big of a deal. It doesn't, it just does not affect your brain chemicals the same way because you did something way harder earlier. And that can like, that could be on a daily thing. It could be on a monthly thing. Like I think the person who I've heard talk about it the most talks about doing something like something they didn't really believe they could do every quarter, because it trains you that, oh, I can handle that. Like, you know, I don't love making phone calls, but if I had to do like a really challenging thing, then my brain will automatically say, well, I can surely make a phone call because I did this thing the other day. Like, it's no big deal. It doesn't matter. Like, it literally is, there's science that proves that. But that's such a fine line between doing that and saying, shut up, body, I'm going to push you through this task because we have to get it done.
Right.
Like there's, it's such a fine line. And I think asking the question, is there life in this, is maybe a key for that, because you could be doing something really hard that is life-giving. And maybe from the outside, it wouldn't look super life-giving, but it is. Or you could be doing something super hard that's destroying you.
It's true. It's true. Or that it's going to have an impact on your body or your mind, your spirit, your soul, any of these things that could be lasting. I think about my son, Henry. He's 17. He's been really into jiu-jitsu, but he got injured in September because he pushed his body. It was in like weights class. He did something that was too much for his body to handle. And he decided he would, I don't know if it was a conscious decision, but he knew it was further than he was supposed to go. And it hurt his body. And now he hasn't been able to train for, I don't know how long that is, September to March, 6 months, 7 months. He hasn't been able to train. And that was like his, it's what he loved. It, like, it was his outlet for all of these things. And now he can't do it. And it wasn't because he wanted to hurt himself, but he wasn't asking himself. He wasn't partnering with himself enough, honestly, to ask the question, is this going to be life-giving for us, or will this be a detriment? Right. I don't think it's always that extreme. Like, I don't even want to say that. I think about sometimes, I was just telling my daughter last week, sometimes too much of a good thing is a bad thing, right? You might love ice cream. I know you don't, Josh, because you're lactose intolerant. But sometimes you love ice cream. But if you eat too much of it, it will make you physically sick. Your body will have adverse reactions fairly immediately. But then there are things that are long-term that happen with that as well. If you continue to do things that aren't life-giving. So what if you just ask the question? What if it wasn't, okay, what if it's not like some big life or death thing, but what if it's like, what if you just asked a question when you did things? And I think this ties back to our episode about eternal choices. I think that's what we called it. And how your choices today impact eternity. So not even necessarily just you eternally, but like, how do your choices today impact the rest of time? And I think it can start with, I think we can start there. Like, do what Josh did. Just ask if this brings you life and see where it takes you. Right?
Yeah.
And maybe if you've been seeking something, let me just say this. Okay. So all of you people who've been seeking, like, I hear people all the time, oh, I've been praying for this for years. I've never got anything back. All these things. What if you changed your question? I don't say drop the subject, but what if you asked something else? What if you asked a different question that unlocked that door? You know, what if you just made that little shift and see if that advances your efforts?
I think that's a beautiful, like, call to action. Like, if you're stuck, it's like you're standing at a door trying to put the code in to, like, unlock the door, and it's not unlocking. Maybe try a different code.
Right.
And it doesn't necessarily mean, like, maybe you were asking a question hoping you knew the answer, which is why you kept asking the same question. But if you just shifted the question you asked, maybe it would give you a whole different perspective on the situation.
Right. Right. And what if you don't know, what if you don't know what other questions to ask? What if you ask the Lord what you should be asking? What if you asked and listened? There's no harm in it.
Yeah, that's good.
Right. I mean, you're not going to lose anything from this, but what if you just shifted a little to see if you could, I don't know, get some different results or get a different answer or have your mind blown because you had no idea there was life outside of this box. That's what happened to me.
That's funny. I love it. I would really love if in the comments we got some, like, what's your favorite question to ask? Like, you know, if you've listened to our interviews, we love to ask, like, what do you wish people were saying about you behind your back? But I would love to hear the listeners' favorite questions, or maybe like a short story of their experience with learning to ask good questions. Mm-hmm. Or maybe this is like revolutionary to you and a light bulb clicks, like, let me know what question you started asking.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good conversation today, Josh. You know, sometimes we have these topics and we've already had part of the conversation and then it doesn't come out as like brilliantly.
Yeah.
As it did the first time. But I feel like this went in a sweet direction.
I agree.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys were with us today. I hope it brought you life.
Me too. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for listening. Keep up with us along this journey by liking, subscribing, and becoming a member through YouTube.
Members get exclusive access to bonus content with our guests, deeper dives into topics, and a look into other projects. We're glad to have you here. See you next time.